And then on that grandparents note as well, you know, there's a lot of families that either their parents are still going to work, or, you know, they've just been kicking around in the house for quite a while with these kids looking for some help with child care at home. What would your recommendation be for, say, for example, I got a couple of young kids at home and mother-in-law is thinking about coming down to help out with that for a little while from out of town. What would your suggestion in that case be?
If possible, stay home and stay safe. That's what I'm recommending for everybody. But life goes on, and we all have things that we have to do, Chris. There are certain things that are absolutely necessary, like the mandatory federal quarantine period.
Yep.
No question about that. We have to follow that. That's the law. But we do the best we can. And again, it's not too much to ask to not have parties now. And if we're going to aggregate in small groups, that everybody keeps their social distance. This virus is transmitted by direct contact and short-range droplet spread. We can still talk to people and be at a safe distance. We can do this.
Dr. David Colby, Chatham Kent's Medical Officer of Health. Now, it seems like we're saying the same thing over and over again, but these are a lot of questions that people are having, and I appreciate you taking the time to answer these. A lot of snowbirds making their way back to Canada once the Prime Minister said we should come home, and they have made their way home. Once they're home, obviously self-isolated, now the Quarantine Act is in place and they have to isolate. Are they still allowed to go for a walk down the street, obviously keeping their distance? Are they allowed to go for a drive? Heaven forbid an accident happens and they have to come in contact with somebody. I had a snowbird ask me these things. I said, I don't know what I'm allowed to do. I'm self-isolating. I'm home. But can I go for a walk down the street? Can I go for a drive? What is the situation and restrictions for somebody that has returned home? Or what can they do?
Well, that's a very, very tough question, because I think the idea is that people remain indoors. But certainly going out into your own backyard, again, maintaining any social distancing is not going to create any kind of a problem. And then people say, well, what about walking down the street or walking around the block or something like that? If you can do that in a solitary manner, then it's fine, but you really need to keep your distance. But for people in apartment buildings, if they're in this quarantine period of 14 days, they're not allowed to traverse common areas that are indoors. So they're pretty well stuck, and they have to get people to run errands for them and bring food and so forth. They can't go to the grocery store if you're quarantined. You have to make other arrangements. That's the law, and the law is in place to protect people.
And we have heard the Premier and the Prime Minister in the last few days say, yes, if you have returned home from Florida or wherever you spend your winter, you don't make a stop at the grocery store. Somebody else can do that. You go straight home, and you self-isolate for the 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Jen has
100%.
That you know of, are there, if someone like that has to self-isolate, doesn't have family, friends, really anyone that they can ask to do these tasks like get groceries, do you know if there's any services in the area that you can call and kind of explain your situation, say, hey, like, I'm stuck in my apartment, I don't have family here to get groceries, or is someone else able to do it?
More and more grocery and food suppliers are offering delivery services where they can you can pay with a credit card and they'll leave your groceries on your back step, and after the delivery person has left, people can go out and get it. This is the time maybe to call one of your neighbors and explain the situation and ask if they can help. Maybe we'll all be closer friends and more cooperative in society after this happens, but we have to do these things.
And I know the United Way has set up a program too, so if you need a handout, we have talked to them, that might be one angle to take as well. And you're right. Go ahead.
There are many groups in society. Church groups are very helpful. Service clubs, I think, are banding together and thinking about doing this kind of thing, and I think there is help available if people just look. It's not far away.
Dr. David Colby, Chatham Kent's Medical Officer of Health, we appreciate you taking the time again to talk to us today. If you could say one more thing to Chatham Kent, and we'll line up another conversation next week. But here we are, just still two cases in Chatham Kent. Don't want to get comfortable. What is the one parting word you want to say today?
I think everybody needs to stay the course. In terms of the number of positives we have, this reflects the situation of a week or two before. I think things are going to get worse before they get better. Please don't get discouraged if you see more cases locally that our social distancing is not working, because there will be a lag before any of this works. Definitely.
And honestly, we will see more cases. We know that. There will be more at some point. We're going to have another announcement of another one at some point.
I have no doubt.
Okay. Dr. David.
Yeah, Sarnie Lampton had 5 yesterday, Chris. They had none until that point.
It's bound to happen at some point. Dr. David Colby, we appreciate the time. Thank you again for talking to us.
We'll be with you every step of the way.
Thanks, Doc.